It's the Villains Talk Show.
Woo! We did it.
With C4, yay. Sarah Vike, not Insaniac tonight, Sir Jeremy, and the great Grease Goblin.
It's the Geoblin.
Yeah,
hello, and I always forget it's the Geoblin.
Who wrote it?
Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show and podcast. We are your hosts, the Villains. I am basically like the Ringmaster, C4.
That's what you think. That's what we let you think.
Beside me is Sarah Vike. Beside her is the great Geoblin, great Grease Geoblin. And out in the ether, he'll be our ghost for the night. Our voice in the wind, Sir Jeremy. I was going to say, that's when you say something other than just cough. Jesus.
Maybe not even a voice.
Thanks for making me look like a dick.
It's a voice on the wind, so I had to cough like the wind.
Ah.
Yeah, don't you know the wind just coughs?
So it works.
It's like a doctor.
But can you see the colors of them?
Ooh, I can.
Sometimes. It depends on the year.
Can you see the colors?
Before we lose full control here at the Villains Talk Show, we split up what we do. On Sundays we do one shots or two shots, I guess. Like, it mostly became two shots. It's basically two part two shots. And then Wednesdays we do a podcast, essentially. If you don't catch the whole show here, we load it up on podcast or YouTube. So yeah, that's just what we do. And hello to the chat. Hello Brahalla. Hello.
Hello. Are there humans in the chat?
There are. It's just I know.
Are there not humans in the chat?
Not yes.
Possibly. That depends on what they
You know what? Ask. Yes. Yeah, I'm just gonna say yes.
I mean, you always have to ask, right?
Yeah, exactly. How do you identify?
So today is Wednesday, which means we are doing the podcast version of the show. And today's topic, as you can see up here.
I can't see that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Up here.
It's the other side.
It's
below you.
It's a weird topic. It's I said media changing tone, but what it is we're talking about when you, how do I describe it? Anyone can help me at any time. It's
I don't think I will.
The idea when you go in, you thinking you're going to go watch a movie and you think it's a horror movie, but it turns out to be a comedy. And everything you've been fed and sold by the media or by everyone around you has been one direction, but it is another. And yeah, I guess I will do it as I seem to always do and just get this show on the road.
John, I got this.
Oh, do you? Please. Yes.
So, John, what media has changed the tone for you?
Thank you. Such hard hitting.
What movie was something that you didn't expect it to be, John?
Such hard hitting generalism. I love it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, what made me
don't beat around the bush here.
You know what? What made me think about the topic and what got me originally thinking about this was I was thinking about Rambo and another movie. What was the other movie? Jason.
Camp Crystal Lake.
That's right. I'm wearing the shirt. I'm so smart. Everyone loves how smart I am.
We do.
I was thinking about
when,
right?
Because we were talking about Scream, me and Sir Jeremy, a couple weeks ago or last week, and how Scream, the entire premise of Scream, obviously, is, I mean, it's a play on flat slasher flicks. It's the idea that you do what you do in the horror movie. And someone said the Green Mile. That's a great one, the Green Mile. I didn't even think about that. What I was going to say was Yeah, like Scream, the original Friday the 13th, Cramp Crystal Lake, the original, and Rambo. Rambo's it. Because Rambo, everyone thinks that movie's like a crazy action film or a crazy action movie. Or like it's always portrayed as such. And all the sequels are. But the original is, it's about a broken man why can't I think of it? I'm just, goddamn. PTSD. It is an entire movie on PTSD. That was really hard to say. But I was trying to think about it, and like I wanted to talk about books too, but it's really hard for that to come across in books, because books, that just boils down to don't judge a book by its cover. I mean, you could get really into the nitty-gritty and then go into like subversion of tropes. Where, like, you talk about one of my favorite books of all time. Oh, my God, I guess I could. Thinking of one of my favorite books that does this is called Magic Kingdom for Sale. I've talked about it on here before, but I'll just briefly touch on it.
I literally just edited where you talked about it.
Yeah, it just looks like a fantasy book, but it's not. It's the entire idea about, what if the savior of this magic kingdom was a 50-year-old lawyer from New York who had no fighting skills and doesn't magically get fighting skills, just uses his ability of litigation. It's really good. It's nowhere near as boring as it sounds. I understand how boring. It's called Magic Kingdom for Sale.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say that sounds a lot like Princess Bride.
Princess Bride?
Where I think it's Princess Bride, isn't it? Where the girl from New York gets pulled through and she's like the savior. Andre the Giant. You killed my father in Ignirion.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it, but how did you think that movie starts?
It's a girl from New York. It's pulled through a portal.
What?
No, it's a boy sure in his was. It's a boy in his bed being told a story from his grandpa in Chicago. And then he's like, I'm going to tell you this story, Richie. He's like, oh, I don't want to hear a story about a love story, which is great. This is like, I didn't even think about The Princess Bride. This is perfect. Everyone, like, you think it's going to, it's a fantasy movie, but it's actually a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it's a fantastic fantasy movie. It doesn't start like a fantasy movie at all.
It doesn't. Ah. Oh. Any other examples? Any others we're going to throw into the pool?
Pokemon 2.
No. God.
Yes.
Oh, you hurt. It like hurts.
Pokemon 2000.
Oh, my heart.
I don't know.
You've just never seen the Pokemon movies, have you, John?
I actually. You know what? You know what? Take a sidebar here to answer that. That is not true. I got to see the.
Detective Pikachu doesn't count.
No. I got to go to the pre-showing of the first Pokemon movie. I even got the special Pokemon card of Mewtwo.
It was the 10th Kingdom. That's the one. I think it's called the 10th Kingdom.
Huh. What is Ready Player One about? I've never...
Really? Ready Player One is about the future.
Sorry, Ruhala...
Turning into VR.
Rujhala in chat said Ready Player One isn't really about video games. I've never actually seen it or read the book. I've heard
that's
the book's
true,
good.
It's not.
I know Ender's Game is really. I know Ender's Game's about that. The entire book's the premise that it's supposed to be a video game, but it's actually like this kid really? Wiping out an alien civilization. But yeah, sorry, I interrupt you, Jeremy. What's Ready Player One about?
Oh, you're asking me. I thought you were going to ask for it. Okay, I gotta think about that for a second. There's another movie that's very comparable.
The Last Starfighter?
Page Master, actually.
Sometimes I love how old we are.
The adventure through modern media. Yeah,
that's exactly
how power corrupts.
Ah, yeah.
Power Corrupts, and then it's like an adventure through modern media. It's like the guy sells his video game, or not who sells it. He has like the big huge contest to like give his video game away because he doesn't want the corporate America.
He died.
Yeah, he died. But he holds a contest in his death to give away his video game because he doesn't want the corporate side of his company.
And it's all about Easter eggs. It.
Mm-hmm.
It's a giant Easter egg hunt.
Well, it really is.
A giant, yeah, it's a giant modern media hunt, right? Because they go through the race and King Kong. And then you got to do the horror movie thing.
Yeah. And
so
then
it's like the different forms of media.
Okay.
Huh. I never thought about it that way.
And the goal of the movie is you find all these Easter eggs.
Well,
and
these kids have been playing this game for years and nobody ever figured it out. And then they start putting pieces together. And then this small like ragtag band of kids get together as like each one of them kind of has solutions to this puzzle.
And they all share the prize at the end. It sounds like Will.
Yeah.
Like, I don't.
Like, no, more like he gets it at the end, and then him and his friends run this company, right?
I don't mean to shit on this movie, but it just sounds like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory with extra
stuff.
That's
steps. Another good. Actually,
that's exactly.
Good,
yeah. You're not wrong.
And then there's a sequel too.
There is a sequel to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory as well.
For that just came out, didn't it? And they're working on it.
It came out last year ish.
Last year.
Like end of last year.
So I just heard that they're possibly doing a rendition for Player Two.
Oh, nice.
Cool.
Ready Player Two.
The book was really good.
Was it?
Yeah. I got That's it good. On pre-sale.
Ruth Hala says
The first movie was great. All of the different
Rujhala says,
it's awesome.
Sorry. Rujhala says, logic puzzles and learning how to play as a team. I'm guessing she's talking about the movie.
Yeah, the player.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of played out now. Because if you think about it, back in the 80s, like, they do it for some movies. Like, I can imagine, I'm trying to think of commercials for old movies in the 80s and 90s, if you remember, Jeremy. Like, they would do that with a few movies. Like, I'm trying to think of that one movie. It was absolute crap. Oh.
You need to be a bit more specific.
Yeah, that's a lot of movies in the 80s.
No, it would be 90s, mid-90s. And everyone thought it was supposed to be this super awesome action movie. God damn, it'll come to me. It'll hit me in the head.
I wish I was there so that I could just throw it at you. Find it and just throw it at your head.
It's fine. But, I mean, it's easy to do that in video games. I mean, there's a whole thing on it with doing that kind of thing in video games now. I mean, what is it? Spiffing Brit did a video? No, who did it? Someone did a video recently. I need to give credit where I heard it from. I'll think of it. Where it's like those games you see on Facebook, those really shitty games. So you click on that game to try and play it, and the game inside is completely different. And you maybe play those actual Facebook shitty game on the game you download maybe 1% of the time. And so there's someone who actually got so fed up, they took all those shitty minigames and made an app where you can download the app and play all those shitty minigames.
That's great.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
But, I mean, how many times have you downloaded a game or played a game? I can countless times. Where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to play this game. It's going to be first person. No, it's an RTS strategy game. Well, how am I supposed to know? There's no art on the goddamn box. I mean, you can't do that now. Nowadays, that's like a moot point, and people are probably like listening to me, like, "Wow, what year is this guy from?" But there was no
1872.
There was no fancy dancy like video game trailers. The video game trailer you had was some high resolution, like crazy monstrosity. And then pictures of gameplay that aren't from the game. And then you load the game and it's just 8-bit pixels. Put it on a painted screen. I'm talking to you, Final Fantasy. Oh, forever. It took, I always wanted a first person Final Fantasy game, and then one came out and everyone shat on it and made me so mad. So it was like my, it's like my thing.
Do you like the FPSs?
Yes, FPS is in my blood. Some of my...
So you're one of them COD players.
Ew, no. I don't play no deathmatch. Give me yes. the
Thank you, sir.
Give me the raw uncut cocaine of Counter-Strike.
Fortnite.
Gross.
Oh my god, I hate how young you are, but I love it, but Jesus, my god.
I have never played Fortnite, I will say that now.
Bullshit.
I have, my oh, my brothers-in-law taught me.
I played about 2 hours with a friend.
That's fun.
And then yeah. I never played again.
I didn't play for long, but...
Wait, no, that's a lie. I played once when the Thanos event was going on, and I won as Thanos.
See, I knew it.
Good job.
Once.
I've seen Wolverine was on there, and then I seen they got DC characters too, and I'm like, no, you can't have Wolverine and Joker. That's against the rules.
But they did it.
Yeah, I know. It's against the rules. They can
That's
go burn and fire now.
What? Why would you do that? That's insane.
They've broken reality. You're not allowed to do that.
Exactly.
Actually, they didn't. There's actually a character in both universes that keep separate universes apart.
Well, see, that's the problem. Now they're not
he
keeping them apart.
He didn't do his
apart.
Job.
Yeah, but they're not. Yeah, exactly. They're clearly not keeping them apart.
Ow. That's all I have to say to that. Ow. But yeah, I mean, how many, I guess getting into the meat of what I wanted to get into is how many times have we been deceived for the better or worse? Because it's basically surprising you that we've fallen into these media or I guess lack of media traps for some of them, especially if you're as old as me. And all you'd have to look at was a book cover. And you didn't realize as a kid that the book covers with all the fancy pictures and all the fanciness on them are the shit books. And the books that just say the name with like a couple of colors are actually the good books.
Are you telling me that you're judging books by their covers?
I'm telling you that authors judge their books by their covers. And if they don't believe in the words that are in their covers, they will paint over it with as much shit as possible.
One movie that I can think of was Glass. 2019 M. Night Shyamalan film.
Oh.
Yeah. That
I
was
know.
Not, nobody thought it was going to be a superhero movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Unbreakable. He used the same twist. It was just you were young enough, Caden, that you don't remember when he used the Unbreakable twist, but I remember. I remember.
Well, and then the end of Glass when they is it Glass? What was the first one? Unbreakable's the first one, right?
Unbreakable's the first one. Then it's Glass. No, then it's Split.
Split. That's also really good. And it's because you at Split, you didn't expect it to be in the superhero universe either. And then all of a sudden, they throw Bruce Willis in right at the very last credit scene.
Well, then that wouldn't make sense because Glass, you'd come in knowing it's a superhero movie because it's about Mr.
Yeah, Glass.
It
was the second one is what I meant to say. Not Glass. Split.
Are you talking about the third one?
No, I'm talking about the second one.
Not you.
I'm
not talking about
I was talking about the third one because I didn't expect it to be a superhero movie. I'll be honest.
What?
Oh, okay. See, if you see the first two, then
yeah, I saw Split, but I didn't. I've seen Unbreakable. I just didn't remember Unbreakable.
That's fair.
Wait. You've seen Unbreakable. You've seen Split, and then you go see Glass.
How old Unbreakable is though? I had to go back.
But wait. But he goes into Glass. He goes
another M. Night Shyamalan, and that's where I caught on to the Unbreakable thing.
No,
you mean like the movie that doesn't exist?
No. He said he did not expect Glass to be a superhero movie.
Yes,
you've seen Split and Unbreakable, but you don't go into the third. What? Like, am I the only one confused by this?
And they do spend a good time building up the villain in
Like, what did you expect? That Glass was going to be a precursor to about a kid who can't... They do that in the Unbreakable movie. What did you think the movie was going to be about?
To be honest.
What did you think the movie was going to be about?
I don't know.
I
That's fair. It's okay.
The trailers were very misleading.
But you knew it was the third part.
Oh, sorry, Kate. I'm calling you out on that one. Glasses trailers were all like, this is a superhero movie. Every single one of them.
What?
All of them. After they dropped the Bruce Willis thing at the end of Split, every single one of Glasses trailers were like, here's the supervillain. Here's the other supervillain. Here's your hero. Here's your hero again. Here's your hero in an action pose.
No. I'm going. It's not a superhero movie, guys. It's probably going to be like just some like noir movie, some neo noir, maybe a real life drama.
Class for like a very superhero pushing movie, where the other two they were trying to conceal it.
It's like going into a new hope, like not a new hope in The Phantom Menace, and being like, no, guys. This you guys don't understand.
Good.
This movie's about force politics. This has nothing to do with Jedi.
I was gonna say, it's more like going
to expecting a Star Wars movie. It's like going to Crystal Skull and expecting an Indiana Jones movie.
Oh yeah.
God, why isn't this a joke yet? We're coining this phrase. Oh, that's so good. Oh man. But yeah, no.
So the director behind The Last Jedi wants to do an episode of The Mandalorian too. Like, oh, he just wants to have success.
No. Oh my god.
You gotta come in and ruin the other thing Star Wars has left. No, you can go, sir.
See, this is why I respect. Like, if you go back and look at the marketing for Rambo, the original Rambo movie, it portrays itself as an action movie. And the director said that he wanted that because he wanted people to come in thinking it was an action movie. So many people who didn't see Rambo think it's an action movie. And then you go into Rambo, and unless you're a soulless monster, you're just in tears at the end of the movie. It's so good in that sense. Because you're like, oh, when do we get the flashbacks to Vietnam? Not coming. Okay, when do we get the insane murder killing? Oh, it's not coming. I get to watch a grown man cry in the forest because he keeps having flashbacks from Vietnam and people don't understand him.
5 minutes of him invading that prisoner camp. Yeah. But the rest of the movie is about PTSD and how he wants to turn that mission down, and then it's like his PTSD is what forces him into going because he doesn't want any of those other prisoners to go through that shit and have to be stuck in that country.
I thought that was the second movie. I thought that was...
I'm pretty sure that's the first movie. The second movie was an action movie all the way through.
No, the first movie, he goes to town to just move away, and he gets bullied by a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. But he also gets bullied by the army, trying to make him go into doing this because he's the most badass special ops agent they ever had.
Yeah, but he never goes in the first movie.
Pretty sure he does.
I guarantee.
There's that one little war camp, and you see just flashes of those guys get captured and taken into the camp.
All right. We need to solve this. Oh, great knower of things we call the internet. Tell us the answer.
I'm looking it up on Bing right now. Don't worry.
I hate you. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't even type my soul. Oh. Oh, my God.
And of course, he had to specify that it was on Bing just to get the reaction.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so gross.
Especially when Google is so much better than Bing.
You're still doing it, huh?
You're doing it on your Internet Explorer.
Oh, no. I'm doing it on my... What am I using? Because it's not Chrome.
Linux?
It's actually Microsoft Edge.
Ah.
You're using the...
Wait. You're using Microsoft Edge and you have a bunch of behind you? Dude, yes. Are you even trying anymore? Because it's just...
This is just the Edge Lord.
Yes. Yes.
First Blood. Return to the United States. Civilian life. He attempted to join a diner in a town. Gets a temporary job. His harassment triggers flashbacks. Colonel Samuel, Romer's commanding officer, arrives.
Deputy Art Galt. Teasel's officers abuse Rambo, triggering flashbacks and torture and as a POW in Vietnam when they tried to de-shave him with straight razor.
Well, he has flashbacks. Yeah, I remember that.
That's the military that's bullying him, not rednecks.
No, it says right here.
No, led by sadistic Chief Deputy Art Galt, Diesel's officers abuse Rambo. This is Wiki.
Where are you looking?
Wikipedia.
That's where I'm looking.
On First Blood? Are you looking up specifically First Blood?
Yes.
Because I'm on the First Blood page.
Point.
Maybe Caden is also on it, just furiously editing.
Look at these.
Hey, anyway.
First line on the third paragraph of the plot.
Yes, he's coming back.
No. Led by sadistic chief deputy. That's, geez. Come on, read.
Yeah, deputy. Yeah, officer. Officer. Officer.
Yeah, the officer stuff is the military. Chief deputy.
No.
Who do you think you are?
No. Chief deputy officer, as in like pew pew. I look at law enforcement from the city.
That's true, yeah.
That is city law enforcement. Keep reading. Keep reading.
Oh, yeah.
Keep reading.
Bill, it's the law enforcement. It's not rednecks. It's the law enforcement.
Point is.
On, but they're the law enforcement.
Yes, but it's not the military.
Government. Yeah, it's still government.
Huh. You're making me question my whole existence there.
Is that nothing, anything new, though?
Yes. Hey.
It probably should be.
Anyway, just to try and get back on topic, if we ever have one. If we ever, man, to ever have, like, an actual, really. Like, discussion on topic. That would be insane one day. What I really wanted to talk about was it's just funny how you have this idea that with books, you never judge a book by its cover. But
that's exactly what you judge a book by, really.
That's exactly what you judge a book by. And not just a book. Yeah. Like,
I mean, isn't the synopsis on the back cover? It's still the cover.
No, I'm... But I'll be the first to admit I'm one of the worst for it. Like, people will tell me to watch something. I'll just take a look at it or get a gist of what an idea is and just, nah, I won't watch it. Just because...
Yeah.
Like, I'll immediately have opinions about it. And then if I do make myself watch it, I find myself looking for the bad, which is even worse because then I force myself to hate it.
That's when I get stoned before I watch movies. So you go into no expectations, and then you forget what expectations you get.
That is a good idea. Yes. Suggest to all the people at home to take drugs before they watch movies or drink alcohol.
It is not drugs now.
I guess you're right. To
do medicine.
It is now medicine.
You are, whether or not it's legal.
It's legal depending where you are.
Now the state, so it's pretty much 100%. We're getting there. We're almost there.
It's legal depending on where you are.
They're so busy with other things right now that it'll get there.
Hopefully.
Oh, dude, they got other things to worry about. I understand. The States is on fire from several angles.
You're not wrong.
What? We're talking about politics now? That's a twist. Who would have expected that out of this podcast?
That is not what I expected.
I need to have an air horn for every time we bring up politics. Bah!
Please don't. That would hurt.
That would be a good reminder.
No, that you hate us? That would deafen me and make me say, no, I'm not listening to you anymore.
I mean, what else is new?
I mean, would you be able to listen to him anymore?
Exactly.
Anyway, no, I just find it ridiculous how we grow up and we tell our children and we tell ourselves, literally, like, don't judge a book by its cover, but we all blatantly ignore it, and we ignore it when it's convenient. Not saying people do it all the time. Like, if it's something that matters in terms of someone's individuality, more people have become way more open to that, and so it's become less ignorable. But there are, I mean, there's some people that do, but it kind of bleeds out, right? And it's funny how we keep telling people not to do it, but it's the first thing I'll do, and I hate it, but I do it, and I acknowledge that I do it, but it's the path of least resistance, and it's kind of hilarious. That's why I really enjoy it.
At the same time, though, what else are you going to judge it by? I mean, once you've read it, certainly don't judge it by its cover, but before you've read it, what else do you have to go on?
Well, see, now that's the beauty of...
Or are you just going to read every single book ever because you'd refuse to judge any of them before you read them?
Well, I have two attacks to this. The first one is do what some movies have done, which is don't show pretty much anything. Show small snippets that don't tell you anything about the movie.
I hate that. I am the person who loves it. I like spoilers. That. I will look up spoilers before I see a movie, just because I hate not knowing.
It's because of you we can't have nice things.
You're not allowed to have nice things.
The book like partway through. Thank you. I don't know. I for me, it's actually like an anxiety thing because I have crazy anxiety. So if I'm watching a movie and I don't know what's going to happen at the end, I just get anxious. That's I'm really talented. Okay.
Once I've watched a movie or done something, it becomes unexciting and I cannot watch or do it again. Like, it's boring.
No, for me, it's not exciting to not know what's going to come. For me, it's just scary to not know what's going to come.
I'm on the opposite end of that table. Yeah. I love to be surprised.
Yeah.
I love being surprised.
Probably.
Sarah, it's people like you. We can't have nice things.
It's not my fault that anything happens. I've never told you spoilers for anything. I can if you'd like me to.
Oh,
she has all of them, apparently.
Rouge Hala says, I love previews. My hubby strongly dislikes them.
Every day is a surprise.
It looks like Rouge Hala agrees with you, Sarah. So you have...
I
just kind of fill that in for me a little bit.
All right. I hate surprises.
You have support in the chat, Sarah.
Life sucks.
Thank you.
I love surprises. I hate being spoiled. I actually, you know what? I actually spoiled my birthday. I spoiled my own birthday present recently. I was so mad. And I didn't even mean to.
Birthday presents and Christmas presents are the worst. I hate them when those are surprises.
I'll show the chat.
Now I've got something that I have to react to and like pretend that I like it or pretend that I don't. I don't know. I just have to react to it on the spot and it's scary and maybe I don't even want it. I don't know.
Reacting on the spot is what
are you saying?
Makes you know you're alive.
Natural. You're like, you're afraid to make a natural response to stimuli within the world? I'm scared for you, Sarah. How are you not a bubble person?
It's ridiculous, actually, Jeremy. Some of the things that Sarah has told me, knowing her as well as I do, like, and I'm like, Sarah, why don't you just speak your mind and say this? Oh, no, I can't do that. Why? Why can't you? You're twice their size, Sarah. Just speak your mind. Jesus Christ.
Because I have tact, John.
Sometimes life doesn't need tact. Sometimes life needs to be embraced by the collision that is your fury.
I think life just needs to be.
Someone screen cap. That's a great saying.
A lot of people on rage, so yeah.
It's exactly. Rujala says, yes, Sarah is my people. So you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. We could be best friends, unlike these weirdos.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She also says, oh, Sarah, we're sisters amazing. From another mister. I sent my hubby links to things I want as gifts.
Yes, that's exactly what I do.
Nudge, nudge, get me this.
No, that's exactly what I do. I tell people, hey, I need this and this and this. So could you get me something from that list?
I hate that.
Really appreciate
and then you get multiple.
No, I tell people different things.
I'll do it for a friend, but if it's someone I love or if it's someone like one of my best friends, I will look at the list and I will purposely not get something on the list and get something that's tactfully close because I adore surprises.
I don't.
Oh, I can't. I never spoil myself. I'm the kid that when you tell him not to open his eyes, they'd be not opened. They would be shut. You could throw me in front of a bus and I would be happy that bus hit me because I would be so surprised for the split second of life I have left.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's problematic too.
Does that explain a lot of my personality?
It does.
Oh man, we got way off topic. Media changes.
That makes this episode perfect because we started out talking about one thing, and then we turned it into something completely different.
That's not a surprise. That's not unusual.
You know what?
Yeah,
it isn't.
People who haven't seen the episodes might be surprised.
True.
Are we just changing it to surprises?
Yes.
Sarah doesn't like surprises. What's your worst? What's the worst kind of surprise, Sarah? For you? Not like someone died. Don't be stupid.
Don't
cop out anything easy. Worst kind of surprises, Sarah?
Worst kind of surprise?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I gotta change the title card now.
Probably something where...
Dicks.
I don't know. This is... It relates to gifts pretty well, I suppose. Something where I have to pretend to feel something that I don't. So, like, if someone gives me something that I didn't want or don't need or have no use for, having to pretend to be happy about it? That's probably the worst kind of surprise.
My God, you would love my family. We don't pretend. If you give a gift in my family, I'm not like this, but if you give a gift in my family that we don't like, and the first thing that comes out of our mouth is, oh, do you have the receipt? I can just trade it in for credit. And we'd say that to each other's face. And like my family, it's no big deal, but like you say that to other people and it's literally slapping someone in the face. But like,
yeah.
Sarah, if you ever get a present from my mom and you say that to her, she'll be like, oh, totally. Like it'd just be no problem.
Perfect. Good to know.
That is a good one.
Discovering you've been cheating on's easy though. That's a horrible surprise. It's a horrible surprise, but that's easy. I'm talking about hard surprises, like ones that you would never truly in the back of your mind feel.
Theoretically, good. Surprises.
Like, okay, I got one.
Pretty horribly surprised.
I got one.
If I found out I was being cheated on.
Hold on. I got one.
I'm not. So
worst, but best surprise. Worst, but best surprise. Thanksgiving morning, 2015 or 16. I'm sleeping in my basement apartment. And I wake up about 6 or 7 in the morning to the huge boom in my fucking house. And I look and my cat's on my bed and there's just water everywhere. And it's just rushing everywhere. Thanksgiving morning. And my hot water tank blew.
Oh.
And everything was covered in water. I had no water for a week. And I basically told my boss I didn't want to come into work the next day. She said, fine. I didn't even go to Thanksgiving dinner because I was taking my stuff out of water. It was the worst Thanksgiving ever. But I just remember finding out two things. A, the water tank was in my closet. And B, that thing goes through ceilings. Like all I heard was the boom and like, my ears rang, so I guess I kind of was still asleep when it happened. Well, I mean, I was. This is not even kind of. I was. But, like, that thing went up to the second floor. It didn't go through the roof, but that thing went, like, through fucking tile. That thing was nuts. That was a worse surprise. That was a horrible surprise. That was something... I I both thoroughly love to tell, because I knew at the time, like, this would be a great story, but past C4 hated his life that day.
I believe it. That sounds pretty awful.
It was.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. It was pretty bad.
Okay, Sarah, what would you define as a good surprise then?
Me?
No, me.
Sarah. Is your name Sarah?
Surprise. Oh, that's a good Maybe. One.
Who knows?
Maybe. A
good surprise?
Hey, I can be whatever I want.
Ending.
I don't know.
What would be a good surprise? Yeah.
Something that I was looking forward to is happening sooner than expected. That would be a good surprise.
Like, if I can be as metaphorical and as vague as possible, Valentine's Day coming early.
Okay.
That's all I need to say. That's all we need. Like, I saw that.
I'm not sure what you're getting at there.
Nothing.
Actually.
Nothing. 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 Nothing at all.
I don't really celebrate Valentine's Day, so.
Nothing. Nothing at all. I was referencing nothing.
I have no idea what you're talking about right now, John.
I'm so glad. Uh-huh.
I mean, my best guess, whatever.
What's a good surprise, Sarah?
I just said something that I was looking forward to coming earlier than expected.
Mm. But like what?
Maybe like getting something delivered earlier than expected, or the release date for a movie I'm excited for gets moved up. Something like that. That would be a good surprise.
So something that you're expecting to get, but you get it sooner. Or yes. Something you're expecting to happen, but it happens more sooner or more quickly.
Yeah.
That's a good surprise.
Yeah. So something that I'm already expecting, but for some reason it's even more exciting.
So what you call a good surprise, I call convenient. Just so we're clear.
Okay, well.
Whenever that happens to me, something gets quicker than what I expected it to be, I say, that was convenient. That was convenient.
I guess we have different ways of looking at the world.
No, we do. We definitely do.
I feel like my brain just needs time to process things. And so when I get surprised by something, I can't process it very quickly. And it just leaves me feeling overwhelmed and anxious and scared and unhappy. Mm. So that's really what it is. I need the time to process and to have things in my brain, like, set out, and I know what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah. Is there a problem with my brain? Almost certainly.
I mean, if there wasn't, you wouldn't be on here.
No, definitely not.
Exactly.
That's why we're all here. So let's move across the table to the great Geoblin. That's a bad surprise to you, bud.
Good surprise.
Ha. Ha.
I mean, I could just cop out and say getting dumped on my birthday.
That's a good surprise.
You said a bad surprise.
No, I didn't.
You 100% did. You asked, what's a bad surprise?
Maybe. Okay. Well, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, but you're stealing that one.
No. It was in my birthday. First thing in the morning, I was woken up because my ex worked the day shift while I worked usually nights.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, I've been cheating on you, and she left.
That's horrifying. I am so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it happens.
I hope you're much happier now.
Have you ever seen Austin Powers?
No. Wait. Yes. I don't remember, but I've seen it.
Jeremy, you've seen the second Austin Powers, right?
I've seen all of them, of course.
When he wakes up and finds out his wife's a fembot? With her arms?
Yeah, and she like explodes just so they can write her out of the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm single again. All right, Jeremy. You knew it was coming.
There should be no surprises there.
What's
I'm gonna mute you. I'm gonna go to your house.
Jokes on you. You don't know where I live.
Jokes on
you. Oh, yes, you do. I forgot I had to fill out all the paperwork.
Yes, you did.
Maybe that's the entire reason. He just wanted to know your address.
My God. Jeremy, please save me.
He doesn't know where I live. We're good.
Sweet. I'll come there. I'll come hang out with you and your husband.
Perfect. He's asleep, but you know, it's all good.
I mean, you guys have a spare room.
Your husband might start cheating on you.
We don't have a spare room, actually.
Ooh.
He can sleep on the couch. It's all good. It's a comfortable couch, I promise.
So we secretly land Sarah and Yon are swingers.
Wait, that wasn't obvious.
There is no spare room suddenly.
There actually isn't, but
oh, I mean,
in our house, there is no spare room.
I've often said I deserve to be a godfather.
Not happening, John.
I didn't say of a child.
I don't understand. I don't think I realized that maybe Jeremy should continue.
The godfather.
Are we starting up a mafia?
Apparently.
I can't start a mafia with you. You're disheveled, you're unshaven, and you'd probably tell the police that's thinking that that's part of the crime.
That's a lie. I actually shaved my head the other day.
The last part has potential. You shaved your head.
Yeah.
All right.
Ah, you did too.
We'll end on you, Jeremy. We're approaching time.
Okay.
Tell us a bad surprise. No, that's too easy. Tell us a good surprise.
That's too easy.
I wasn't gonna let you get away with the easy one.
I got list of those. Shit. I mean, being totally, that was a fucking crazy surprise. Being totally got cancer and had to go for surgery.
Good surprise, Jeremy.
I got to go to Disneyland, so that was also part of that surprise.
Hey, you get to go to Disneyland, but you also have stage 4 lymphoma. But you get to go to Disneyland!
I guess it was a really aggressive one. Oh! Because it was in remission. I was born, it went into remission, and then when I was 8, they found it because it got really aggressive. And my aunt took me to Disneyland.
That's nice.
Yeah, I spent a week in Disneyland, and I got bored in Disneyland, so my aunt took me down to San Diego.
You got bored in Disneyland? Wow.
Yeah, I was 8 years old, and I got bored in Disneyland.
That's impressive.
Wow.
Spent a week there. I was like, psh, whatever, I've seen what I need to see.
You must have been an interesting
guy. I'm one of those ones where it's like, I do something once, and then it's not interesting to me anymore, right? It's time to move on. And over a week, we stayed in the hotel literally right across the street. Not the Disneyland. It was
I know the one.
The hotel or whatever.
It's
next
to the Denny's, right?
We were literally right next to Disneyland Hotel. That hotel might not even be there anymore. I heard the Disneyland Hotel bought that whole strip club.
Remember, we're old.
Yeah, I was 8 years old when I went there, so that would have been almost 30 years
ago. You weren't even conceived. You weren't even
I would have been 27 years ago.
You weren't even a DNA sac inside your...
The Indiana Jones ride was currently being built when I went there.
Ah.
You don't know shit. Don't even say
to ride that, and then 2 years later they put the Tomb Raider ride in. I was like, jam!
Don't get Don't pretend like you know what we're talking about.
Actually, probably my favorite part of that whole trip, spending a week on the beach and actually seeing shit.
That's awesome.
I guess I like culture more than I like park, which, I don't know, that makes me happy about being an eight-year-old child. I was more into adult-like things.
I, on a side note, when I went to Disneyland, I didn't get to go, like, I went to Disneyland, but I didn't get to own the Matterhorn because, dude, like, know how, like, six people got thrown off that thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
That happened, like, 2 weeks before I showed up.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So there was no Matterhorn.
That makes sense.
The one I liked was that the roller coaster in the Dark Space Mountain.
Which one? I guess I've been.
They only had one when I went there.
See, okay, sorry, I meant
it was Space Mountain, and then the two floors of an arcade underneath it in that building.
I've been to too many Disneylands. I've been a little spoiled.
I've only been to one Disneyland, and technically, there's only one Disneyland, isn't there? They all have different names.
Nope. There's Disneyland France. Yeah, Paris and Disneyland Japan.
Right.
They just Disneyland Japan.
I forgot about that, but all the Disneylands in
and Disneyland China
in the States, eh?
There's two.
Two in the States.
Disneyland and Disney World.
I thought there was one more, isn't there?
No,
it's not referred to as a Disneyland.
I don't think so.
Oh, California Land, but that's part of
California Adventure.
California Adventure.
Yeah, that's part of Disneyland technically.
It's more the Pixar side.
Is it?
Yeah.
I guess it's still technically owned by Disney, though, so.
Yeah, it has like Woody and Buzz walking around. That's
the
one
that was the California Adventure, yeah. But I forgot they're the same, pretty much the same thing.
California Adventures for the big people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Pixar.
I mean,
so you can go play with Mater.
No. All right. I think we've successfully completely deviated from the original topic.
Absolutely.
It's a surprise. That's the topic. It says right there.
You know, what it is it's a constant drive to the left until we hit a tree, and we hit that tree about 10 minutes ago. So
is that really a surprise, though?
No, not at all.
Exactly.
That being said, I would like to thank everyone for watching. Mm-hmm. Thank you. God, I don't want to ruin the name Rujhala for sharing.
Rujhala, I just want to meet you now. You sound amazing and just like me. So
yeah, you sound exciting. Like an awesome person.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank everyone. We are sorry you had nothing better to do, but we're glad you spent it with us here. I am C4. Beside me this way is Sarah Fike, the great Grease Goblin, and in the background was Sir Jeremy. Hopefully Insaniac will be with us next time. Otherwise, we were the villains talk show, and thank you all for watching. Hope you have a great night. I'll see you all Sunday for One Shot Sundays.